It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Okay, we're long tossing here from Wrigley Field. It's Sunday afternoon. Steven Strom, Kyle Seeloff, Gabby Sanchez. We'll start with some off-the-field. Yeah, Sunday service. We'll start with some off-the-field stuff. Fellas, I had another great time with the boys and Kelly Sacco as well.
Not a
we went to a well, that's why I separated with the boys and Kelly Sacco. We went to an Italian restaurant. What was that one called? I'm trying to think.
No free ads. Carry on.
Okay. Had deep dish. Gabby Sanchez paid for dinner. That was very nice of him, picking up the bill. And what else did we do all together? It rained that night, and then I went to Aloe, which was nice. What was our favorite restaurant? Did you like the deep dish better or the Italian spot better?
I mean, I like them both. They're different. It's a different
What did you get at the Italian place?
What did I get?
Yeah.
You got pork chops.
You got pork chops. It was like a fried little pork chop with some spaghetti. It was outstanding. It really was good. It had some spice to it. But it's just different spots. You know, one place we're going to get pizza and chicken wings. Those chicken wings were
phenomenal. Oh, my God. Holy. Those chicken wings were solid. Absolutely solid.
But, yeah, no, great time with great friends.
Those were garlic parm.
How are those waffles, Kyle?
They're getting a little cold, but my guy downstairs hooked me up.
Yeah, he gave you eight of them.
I can't believe you've eaten that whole thing.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Not yet, but I'm getting there. Hey, everybody. I think they're delicious. I had a great omelet with hash browns.
So now we're on breakfast this morning.
Well, you asked me how.
Yeah, you asked about the food.
Yeah, I just want to clarify that everyone knows. So maybe people that are listening over the podcast, they don't see the eight things of waffles in front of Kyle.
Two.
Now it's two.
I had a great omelet. Now, I usually get the same thing every day, but they didn't exactly have what I needed on tap, which is fine. But I had unbelievable sausage, onions, cheese and tomatoes, kind of scrambled into an omelet. I had no less than eight triangle-sized waffles.
That's an impressive amount.
And three scoops of hash browns.
Are you getting better from a sickness standpoint? You sound like you're the same.
Well,
still.
We got messed up yesterday.
No, I just need to blow my nose right now. But
do you? Mm-hmm. Do you want to do that? Do you want me to give you a tissue?
No, I just burped, though. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is going great. I sound good. I feel good. I went to the gym this morning.
I saw you.
You did?
Yeah. I did see you in the Peloton, yep.
I didn't see you. I'm sorry.
Yep. I was wearing the red hoodie.
You go hood up?
Hood up.
Yeah, well.
Yep. Yep. I get my work in early without being noticed. And then I went to the sauna.
Yeah. I was in the steam room.
So how did I not see you? Huh. Interesting.
Sure. Just like... what's the saying? In the ships in the middle of the night passing one another. You just don't see each other.
That's what we were this morning.
That's right.
Let me first start with the Italian spot, because I do have to come out and say I was a doubter when it comes to non-New York Italian. I usually don't even give it a shot. I haven't given really anything a shot in Miami. And when it comes to Chicago,
now,
same
Steven,
way.
Can I stop you for one second?
Go ahead.
Remember, we were in St. Louis.
Yep.
Did you do you had a sandwich in St. Louis. That was all up on the hill,
correct.
Right?
I was going to mention St. Louis if you let me got there.
No, but I'm just going to say as you continue on, and this is all I'm going to say, St. Louis in Chicago notoriously have the best Italian food in the country, and some would say that is even far superior than New York City. And then you can carry on, but I'm just saying we've been to some unbelievable Italian spots to start the year.
I didn't go to the Italian spot with you in St. Louis. When I think of Italian, I don't think of sandwiches. I think more about pasta, pizza, that sort of category. But the sandwich in St. Louis was solid. But here in Chicago, I've got to say, I got fettuccine Alfredo with grilled chicken, and it was superb. The Alfredo sauce was incredible. They cooked the noodles to perfection. I like them a little bit harder, a little al dente. and the grilled chicken was spectacular. So I've been very impressed with the Italian food here. And the location, I won't say where we give away, the location of where we stay in Chicago is bar none, like, amazing. Amazing. There's an Aloe. There's obviously Saks. There's a bunch of great stores, some of them that I can't shop at. But overall, solid trip to Chicago off the field. Off the field. On the field, it hasn't been bad, but we'll get to that.
Well, Chicago might be my favorite place.
I'll finish chewing, and then you can talk.
No, it's fine. Chicago might be my favorite stop in the country. And the reason is you can be on the lake on a boat in 5 minutes. You could be at a great KOA clean campground in 15. You could be on the upper north side of Chicago at a ball game. You could be at Soldier Field watching football on a Sunday. You could watch the White Sox on a Saturday. It's very family-oriented and friendly.
Yes, the north side, yes.
And it doesn't have a massive big city feel. I would imagine if you lived here, you would run into a lot of people that you know regularly. You're not going to do that in New York City. This waffle's getting mushy. Just a sec, Steve.
Yeah, please. Sorry. It's so gross. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Mm-hmm. My God.
That waffle got mushy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think compared when the people around here, the Illinois, the Iowas, even the Wisconsins, I do feel like they do feel like it's a city. I know what you're trying to say, but we're also in Miami, also both of us very close to New York. It does feel like a city here, man. I really do appreciate it. They keep it clean.
Best city in the
here.
Country.
It's up there, seriously.
No, it's the best.
It's really up there. I've really enjoyed my time here last year and this year in particular because we had the cancellation or the postponement on what day is it? Sunday? What was it? Thursday it was canned?
Yeah,
it was Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday it was canned. But overall, solid trip. I wanted to talk a little bit about the trip to Aloe, but I guess we're not into that.
Well, it depends. Gabby and I have some thoughts on that situation.
Yes,
but
I want to hear. That's why I will open discussion.
That's where you opened it up? So
yes.
You wanted us to tell the story of what you said while we were walking to try to go get something to eat?
Oh, no, I wasn't.
No,
see, that's what we want to talk about.
I wasn't even thinking. I was thinking about just what you guys thought of Aloe.
I could care less about the store. I'm happy for you.
Okay, go ahead. I'll rationalize.
Rationalize what?
Of what you said while we were walking?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell this
story. Share with the audience.
I'm going to share this one with the audience because we're walking and we're, trying to figure out where we're going to go eat.
Thursday night or Friday.
Friday. This was Friday after the day game. Kyle's saying, hey, when we get back, I would like to go for a walk. I said, yeah, let's do that. We'll go for a walk and see if we find some place to eat. And as we're leaving the hotel.
This was Thursday.
No, this was Friday.
No, it was Friday.
This was Friday.
You're right.
Because Thursday we went to go eat at the pizza spot. So we're walking out, and the first thing that Steven says is, hey, listen, I really don't want to spend, $50 on an expensive steak.
Right.
Which
I didn't.
Me and Kyle are like, when do we want to go spend $50 on
an expensive
steak?
Well, sometimes.
Anyways?
I remember my first road trip when we all were together. Kyle didn't come, but me, you, Gabby, Paulie.
I am Gabby.
Who else? Sulcer and Rod. We all went out to a very fancy
meal.
Well,
that was a different situation.
Okay. I just wanted to preface that.
So we're walking together. It's Kelly, Kyle, me, and Steven. And he says that. And then we say, okay, that's
fine.
No problem,
right?
We're going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
The next words that come out of his mouth is this, hey, I would like to go to this Aloe store. Is that what it is?
Aloe, yep.
Aloe store.
Right on the money.
Right? And I don't know what this Aloe store is. I don't think Kyle knows what this Aloe store is. So
I've worn it before. Kyle knows at least the brand.
Okay, maybe we know the brand, but we don't know what the cost of it. So we go into this store. All of a sudden, everything in there is over $150, and we're looking at each other going, you didn't want to spend $50 for dinner, and here you are about to spend, $280
on a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
We just didn't understand what was going on at that point. You didn't want to spend $50, but it was okay spending $250.
Go ahead, Kyle. You have something to say?
No, look. You are your own unique individual. And I appreciate that. And what you choose to do with your finances is your God-given right. And I have no further comment on the situation that transpired on Thursday night.
So
Friday night.
Here's what I'll say.
I guess it was Friday.
I think we do this with a lot of things. You prioritize your finances, right? For me, this particular trip, the Allo store was a priority. And how do I rationalize that? Because I'm obviously on a budget, getting married later in the year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Get ready to explain that one to
hopefully she doesn't listen to this. I was...
She knows. Did you take a pic for her?
I already took a selfie, in the hotel mirror. It is a sweet... Let me tell you something. It is a sweet sweatsuit.
I just don't know where you wear
it. It's a cream color. Well, I wore it out in Chicago 2 nights ago after our afternoon game.
You literally
can't... I got a lot of looks.
I'm sure.
Got a lot of looks.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Got a lot of looks.
I think maybe you think you got more looks than you did, but it's just one of those things where if I were to ever spend that much money on it, I would probably put it on at home and sit on my couch, and whenever I would go to do something, like, I wouldn't wear it because I would run the risk of spilling something.
Well,
dirt.
I'm not that kind of guy that's going to buy something and house it.
It's a cream color.
Especially me with a little tan. I'm white right now, but wait until I get a little tan when I get back to Miami. All of a sudden, it looks even better.
You know, here's my question.
Go ahead.
So you have a beautiful fiance, and you guys are getting married.
Yep.
What does it matter what you look like?
Well, no, I'm just telling you.
Why do you need to have a tan?
No, I'm just telling you that it's even going to look even better with a tan. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, dude. Come on, man. I don't care about that stuff.
Oh. I don't. Yeah, look, to each his own. I'm out in the style game. I would not be caught dead walking the streets.
But you have Lululemon, though. That's the thing. Like, you aren't out of style.
Yeah, but like sweatsuits.
You like to think of yourself as that, but.
Sweatsuits are a no-go for me.
Also, you know what? The other thing about this is I got the street cred.
In 2007 on the varsity basketball team. We wore sweatsuits then. I'm out.
I got the nod of approval from Kelly, which was good too, because she said, I like that color. It's a good buy. Congratulations. Yeah. Let's move forward.
So I guess my other question would be, do they have like an Allo outlet?
I don't know if they have an outlet. I know that it is a select store. There's one in Miami. Again, I'm a member too, so I got a nice percentage off, which was good. When I went to check out, they put in my email.
That's nice.
And
that's really nice. Rope you back into another sweatsuit. Now, the next one will only cost $225, not $250.
So the thing about Allo 2 is good. You can work out in it. Of course, you can just wear it just lounging around. Like, that's going to be my Timberwolves fit on Tuesday night.
But why would you sweat in something that expensive?
It's not. Oh, my God. You think that it's an actual sweatsuit? You think I'm going to go work out in the thing? A sweatsuit is another name for it.
You can work out in it.
Okay, you can work out in other clothes. I'm not going to work out with that sweatsuit. That's purely for looks. That's purely for non-physical activity.
That's what I figured.
That's lounging and walking up Midtown for Fresh Kitchen type of wear.
Like, that stuff's so soft, you go no underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I had a good trip, though, outside of the baseball field. Anything else we need to add? Anything else that cracked you up? What else? I was cracking you up with something. I forget what I did. You thought it was hilarious.
There's a lot of stuff that cracks us up.
I don't know if it was at the pizza place. I don't know if it was at Allo. Oh, was it at dinner?
I wanted to chop the heads off of those folks that were behind us at dinner.
Oh, okay, yes. Ended on this.
There was a party of 15.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as we walked in, we had a reservation for 4 at, 7:30 or whatever.
Yep.
As soon as we walked in, I saw this big party of people. And immediately I could tell that something was going on. Because the one guy said, hey, our reservation was for 7:45. And I heard the guy at like 7:40 be like, hey, our reservation's for 7:30. And the guy was like, sir, you know, you have a big party. We're going to take care of you. Just give us a couple minutes. There is nothing that infuriates me more than life. than people that are rude or inconsiderate to people in the service industry.
Mm,
I think you should be put in federal prison if you're rude when you go to a restaurant. Just shut up. You're going there to spend money. And I immediately knew something was up with these cast of characters. And then we had the fortunate privilege of them sitting behind us.
Yep, and you called
it. And immediately there were issues. The table was too small. The chairs were too close together. Fast forward 45 minutes. We hear the manager come over. Hey, we're so sorry about everything. All of your appetizers
on the house.
Comp.
Yep. On the
house.
It's
so rude and inconsiderate. I want those people to disappear.
Yeah.
It just really infuriates me. And you know better than anybody, as your fiance is in the service industry.
Yes.
And it's a great thing to work in, but like the rude people should be
a lot of entitlement.
Stuck in prison and never let out again.
Yep.
I will not go as far as to say death row, because I think that is rude. But they should never be let out. And if you are listening, and if you've ever been rude to a server or a waiter at a restaurant, I don't care how long ago it was, you should find your way back and find that person and apologize.
Amen. Amen to that. We'll put a corkscrew in the wine bottle. I don't know if that's a transition,
nope,
but
you could just put the cork back in it.
Okay. Let's go to baseball because there's a couple of stories that we do need to hit on. And, this is, again, another mixed bag road trip for me. They just lost on Friday. Saturday afternoon, they come back in game one of the doubleheader.
Yeah.
And you get a really great start from Rodery Munoz on Saturday night, part of the game two doubleheader. You're up 3-1. The Marlins end up losing this game. An opportunity to split here this afternoon, but I don't know where you guys want to start. And I just wrote down a couple of topics. We can take one or two of them and take it to the house. Calvin Fauché, I think, has been a really nice surprise early on for Miami. I think you're going to see him, as long as the Marlins have a lead or it's a tie or close game, this guy's probably going to pitch in the seventh or eighth. I think Skip will probably still keep Tanner Scott in the ninth. You had Lizardo, who bounced back in a big way, going 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 6 punch-outs. DLC Cedar, I know he struggled Saturday night, but pretty much won the game for the Fish on Saturday afternoon. Luis Arraez has continued to stay hot. And then Rodery Munoz, who came up as the 27th man, to do what he did on Saturday night at Wrigley Field was so damn impressive. Am I allowed to say damn? Do I have to edit that out?
Yeah, I would probably bleep it out, but go ahead. Keep on going.
That's it. Those are the six that I actually wrote down as far as baseball topics.
Well, I don't disagree with anything you said. That's for sure. I thought you had some good analysis.
Did I wrap it up pretty good?
Yeah, I think you kind of wrapped it up. I thought you had some good thoughts.
Okay.
Gabby, do you have anything? I'm gonna blow my nose real quick, but yeah. If you have some Marlins thoughts, go right ahead, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to – I mean, one of the things that I started to look at, I'm doing numbers right now, and, you know, it's been a fun, you know, trip to Chicago for me because I've had to do pre and post and radio.
Double dip.
So
I've got double dipping
and double duties. And one of the numbers that I just started to kind of realize is when Luis Arraez goes, the Marlins go.
Yep.
And I started to look at, you know, like the game that we won here in Chicago, he went 3-for-5. And the games that we lost, he was 0-for-8. So, you know, didn't get a hit in those two games. And then I said, you know, I need to go back and look at our wins and see what he has done. Because, you know, it seems like whenever he goes, the Marlins go, especially offensively. And he's hitting .500 with 3 RBIs in Marlins wins.
Mm.
With 3 extra base hits, 7 runs. And I'm like, that's kind of what we saw last year from him, right? It's not like he's struggling offensively. He's hitting the ball just fine, but it just seemed like last year he was consistently.
The standard was so high.
On base. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Yeah. It was like 2 or 3 times on base every single game, and he was scoring a whole bunch of runs. And this is not just saying, hey, this is all on him, because it's definitely not. But I feel like that's when you start to look at it, that's one of the things. And then we go back even more, and the Marlins are 37-24 when he's just on base 2 times or more in a ball game. And you start to look at, that's a .607 win percentage.
Yeah.
You know, so it, like, it goes to show, like, especially him who's hitting in the top of the lineup, the table setter, he's the one that gets things going. When he is there and he's getting his hits, Marlins are winning ball games because he's putting a lot of pressure on the other teams. But you can't just ask for him to be the one. You know, you can't just ask for him consistently to try to get on base, because this is baseball and it's not easy to get on base.
Yep.
But it's just, like, crazy when you start to really dive into the numbers of what he means to this team, because when he does go, Marlins are winning ball games.
Yeah, and I totally agree, and those are great numbers, Gab, because he is the catalyst, and he is the guy. He is the straw that stirs this Marlins drink. The problem with Miami, I think they've run into, is just the bottom half of the order.
Yeah.
The 7, 8, 9 spot, and it's, you know, Skip has tried to mix and match with Otto Lopez and Emmanuel Rivera, and then Avi Garcia against lefties. I mean, he's still trying to figure that out in that 7, 8, 9 spot. But I think, you know, overall, Gabby, for me, and I'll close my thoughts with this, I think the most frustrating part about the start of this season is they've hung around and they probably should have won a lot more games than what we sit at five. You think about Sunday against Atlanta. You think about the series finale against San Francisco. Even the Cabrera start against San Francisco. There's a ton. Max Meyer's first start against the Angels, getting out 4-0. If they're a bad team, I mean, you know, you lose 12-0, fine. I mean, they're battling. They've been in a ton of games, and they should have won a ton of games. But that, you know, there's a lot of ifs, right? So that's kind of my thoughts, and hopefully they can win this afternoon and head to Atlanta against a tough Brave team that they probably should have taken 2 out of 3
against. They don't lose.
They don't lose.
They just keep winning. Steven, can I give you a good idea as we wrap this up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Should we mute our mics and just let John B. on the organ take us away for about a minute and a half?
Do I have it hooked up? Is it hooked up to the PA?
Should be.
Okay.
Take a look behind you. Let's see. Give the tease the people. There we have it. You wrap us up. Send us to the organ for 90 seconds.
All right, guys. Thanks for long tossing with us. As always, every Sunday morning, we like to record wherever we are. Apple Podcasts, YouTube, at Marlins Radio on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.